Yemeni rebels hit Saudi airport as Japanese prime minister heads to Iran. By Breitbart Jerusalem on June 12, 2019. Dubai, United Arab Emirates, AP. Yemen's Iran allied rebels said they launched a cruise missile Wednesday at a Saudi airport. An attack the kingdom said hit the airport's arrivals hall and wounded 26 people. Just hours before Japan's prime minister was expected in Iran for a historic visit aimed at defusing tensions in the Persian Gulf. Though there were no fatalities, it was the largest number of civilians to be injured in Saudi Arabia as a result of an attack by the rebels. Known as Houthis, since the start of the Saudi-led war in Yemen more than 4 years ago. The rebels' Al-Masira satellite news channel said the missile hit its intended target, halting air traffic at the airport in the town of Aba in the kingdom's southwest, near the Saudi-Yemen border. The war in Yemen, the Arab world's poorest country, has killed tens of thousands of civilians, with most of those deaths blamed on Saudi-led coalition airstrikes, and pushed Yemen to the brink of famine. Saudi coalition spokesman Turki al-Maliki was quoted on the state-run Al-Kabiria news channel as saying three women and two children were among those hurt and that eight people were hospitalized while 18 sustained minor injuries. He did not disclose the nationalities of the injured in the attack, which struck the airport's arrivals hall. The Saudi military was working to determine what kind of projectile was used by the Houthis, al-Maliki said, describing it as a terrorist attack. A Houthi spokesman, Mohammed Abdel Salam, said the attack was in response to Saudi Arabia's continued aggression and blockade on Yemen. Earlier in the week, he'd said Houthi attacks on Saudi airports were the best way to break the blockade of the airport in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, which was overrun by the Houthis in late 2014. Another Houthi spokesman, Brigadier General Yahya Sari, was quoted as saying that the missile hit and destroyed the airport's traffic control tower. He said U.S. made air defense systems were unable to intercept the missile. The conflicting claims and reports could not immediately be reconciled. On Tuesday, the Houthis launched drones targeting the southwest Saudi city of Khamis Mushaik that is home to an airbase. The Saudi military said it intercepted two drones launched by the Yemeni rebels. Bomb-laden Houthi drones were also blamed for an attack last month against a key Saudi oil pipeline. The kingdom has accused its rival Iran of helping arm the Houthis, which Tehran denies. Tehran appears poised to break the 2015 nuclear deal it struck with world powers, an accord that the Trump administration pulled out of last year. As Abe was on the way to Tehran, hardline Iranian newspaper Farhikh Tegan published a front-page image Wednesday of a mushroom cloud from a nuclear blast, a reference to America's bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the end of World War II. "How can you trust a war criminal, Mr. Abe?" the newspaper asked in dual English and Farsi headlines. Hardline news outlets in Iran immediately picked up the front page from the paper, published by students of Islamic Azad University, which has campuses across the nation. Iran is threatening to resume enriching uranium closer to weapons-grade level on July 7 if European allies fail to offer new terms for the nuclear deal. While President Donald Trump says he wants to talk to Tehran, the U.S. has piled on sanctions that have seen Iran's currency, the rial, plummet, along with Iran's crucial oil exports. The U.S. also has sent an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers to the region, along with hundreds more troops to back up the tens of thousands already deployed across the Middle East. The U.S. blames Iran for a mysterious attack on oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates, while Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen continued to launch coordinated drone attacks on Saudi Arabia. Abe, who is expected in Tehran on Wednesday afternoon, is acting as an interlocutor for Trump, who recently visited Tokyo. The Japanese premier will hold talks with Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and President Hassan Rouhani during his visit. Before boarding his airplane at Tokyo's Haneda Airport, Abe acknowledged the challenges ahead. "There are concerns over rising tension in the Middle East region," he said. "Japan wants to do as much as possible towards peace and stability in the region." Japan had once purchased Iranian oil, but it has now stopped doing so over American sanctions. However, Mideast oil remains crucial to Japan, and recent threats from Iran to close off the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth through which a third of all oil traded by sea passes, has raised concerns. Iran's nuclear deal, agreed to at the time by China, Russia, France, Germany, the United Kingdom and the U.S. sought Iran agreed to limit its enrichment of uranium exchange for the lifting of crippling sanctions. Western powers feared Iran's atomic program could allow it to build nuclear weapons, although Iran long has insisted its program was for peaceful purposes. Already, Iran says it quadrupled its production of low-enriched uranium. Meanwhile, U.S. sanctions have cut off opportunities for Iran to trade its excess uranium and heavy water abroad, putting Tehran on course to violate terms of the nuclear deal regardless. Trump spoke on Tuesday with Abe, said Yoshihide Suga, Japan's chief cabinet secretary. Suga declined to give any details about what they discussed. Abe also in recent days spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, all fierce critics of Iran.